unpleasant, racist, and immoral war that just happened?
Oh, I did notice that war. It was racist, wasn't it?
It sure was. The blink of an eye, though, huh?
Yeah, that's right!
It came and went. It was a couple of weeks ago.
Really just a blip on the old radar screen. Yeah, no. Let's see how ugly they can make peace now. What do you think?
Washington today, but there was a very huge protest. We hope it was huge. And I know there was also a protest in Boston, which is great. I actually think that every time there's a protest in Washington, there should be a protest in every city. But I talked to a guy and he said, yeah, I don't know. I went to the protest today, but I don't really know if it changed anything. The point is, you alone may not change anything. The point is, there are a lot of people in this country who think that what the government is doing and what the military is doing, what all these security forces are doing, what the NSA is doing, and the CIA, and the FBI, and all these motherfuckers who have so much money, endless amounts of money, and this completely insane fundamentalist freak John Ashcroft, and this, there are a lot of people in this country who already disagree with him, and this, there's a sort of the feeling that starts coming back into their blood, that there's going to be a lot more people starting to realize that they also agree that they don't want everybody following them around, and they don't want people murdered in their name, and they don't want people murdered with their money.
There are folks who refuse and resist, who are going over to Andrews Air Force Base to leaflet there, encouraging GIs to refuse to fight in the war. If you want to join them, they're over there by the old banner. There are also folks who live in this park 365 days a year. They're a peace park vigil. They've got a petition for you to sign and some other stuff that you can do to help out with their struggle. Because you and me and all of us have got to do something before it's too late, okay? Thanks for coming and get out there and work, all right?
Tremendous protests out in Seattle these last few days involving the WTO, and people are trying to bring attention to that organization. But what's really been brought to people's attention is how fucking barbaric the police are, and also how barbaric the media is.
Last night on television, we saw a report that was, it defies words really how fucking disgusting this report was. It was basically just saying, we have the pictures, look at these protesters, they're completely out of control. They're completely senseless, they just want to cause violence. We have the pictures.
Well, it's true, other media does have the pictures, but the people actually have the purpose.
If you go to the protest, it's not like you go to the protest and instantly, like, you know, half the army retires. It doesn't work like that. The point is, you go to the protest, you look around, you realize,
I'm not alone.
Next time 10 people go out and they go,
we're not alone.
Then 100 people, and it continues to grow.
Mm-hmm.